This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Stephen was talking about the pound there and how it rose against the dollar after the vote. Priced in is the phrase you're looking for. Everybody knew May was going to lose and was selling, or were, I suppose, is what you ought to say. They were selling their pounds in advance of that vote. All right, back here, speaking of selling and buying, JPMorgan Chase reported weaker-than-expected profits this morning after a mixed report from Citigroup yesterday. To be clear, they both made billions of dollars, but there was a theme in both reports that is likely to be repeated through the week. Trading divisions at the Wall Street banks are showing some big declines from a year ago because it turns out trading desks all over Wall Street have had a tough quarter. Marketplace's Justin Ho explains why.
Congress limited banks from certain types of risky trading after the financial crisis. But Karen Petru at Federal Financial Analytics says banks still do a lot of trading for themselves. And
banks also act as traders for clients and then earn fees for doing so.
When markets are shaky and trading picks up, banks can rake it in. In fact, trading desk revenue jumped at the beginning of 2018 when we saw some volatility. But Wells Fargo Bank analyst Mike Mayo says not all volatility is created equal.
Well, look, there's good volatility and bad volatility. If there's too little, there's not much incentive to trade. If there's too much, people get scared.
Mayo says trading froze up last quarter because banks' trading clients found plenty of reasons to freak out.
You can go down the list. Trade, interest rates, currencies, volatility, Brexit, EU, China, Mexico, NAFTA, U.S. politics, government shutdown, and the stock market. You had the biggest stock market decline in 7 years.
The stock market wasn't the only thing hurting trading revenue. Big banks are also big issuers of corporate bonds. Hillary Kramer, chief investment officer at A&G Capital, says corporate bonds have not been selling well.
It's very challenging for the banks today to make money on trading, especially banks like J.P. Morgan and Citigroup that are originators of bonds.
J.P. Morgan reported that bond trading revenue sank by 16%. Citigroup's bond revenue dropped by 21%. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.